I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media News. This is the time when legislators in Springfield should be preparing to work on a state budget for next year. But there's still no budget plan for this year. Governor Bruce Rauner vetoed a budget plan passed by Democrats last spring, except for K-12 education. Since then, the Republicans and the governor and the Democrats, led by House Speaker Michael Madigan, have been locked in a budget stalemate. We talked with area lawmakers on both sides of the aisle, asking them if they saw a way out of the ongoing budget impasse. I spoke with Republican Dale Ryder of Mattoon, a 20-year veteran of the Illinois General Assembly.
You know, the first question I'm wondering is, how much longer do you expect the budget impasse to continue?
I don't know the answer to that. I do believe that at some point, this state will run out of money and will not be able to pay certain pretty important bills, like a pension payment. At that point, the crises become so large and so unavoidable that parties may be driven together. Now, that's unfortunate, but that's a realistic answer to your question.
Because right now, I hear parties essentially standing on their individual principles, which has produced the stalemate. Is that going to be acceptable?
Well, no. And my point from the beginning of this debate has been that Illinois suffers from two separate but connected crises, a fiscal crisis and an economic crisis. We continue to be 47th, 48th in the nation in terms of job growth. We are the second highest state in the nation in terms of out-migration. When people leave in those numbers, when employment is down, tax revenue is down, which dramatically impacts the state budget. The answer to this problem is not just the passage of a budget. It's the passage of a balanced budget along with at least one or two economic reforms that will make a difference for the economy, which will bolster tax revenues in the years to come.
Now, you're putting it at one or two. Are lawmakers of the two parties unable to find one or two that they could come to common ground on?
I have yet to hear one single member of Speaker Madigan's party who said that he or she is willing to, in good faith, negotiate on any one of the reforms that we've talked
Speaker
about.
Speaker Madigan's party, how about, since you are a senator, President Culleton's party?
Any bill, any reform has to pass both chambers. Now, the conversations with my Democrat colleagues in the Senate have been a little more productive, a little more substantive, but not much.
You mentioned a little bit earlier the sort of scenario where it seems to be that everything comes to the precipice. And then before things really get bad, people feel forced to do something. Is that what you think it'll look like, really, for a budget to be agreed upon in Springfield?
I think there's a chance of that. I hope not. I hope that we can, sooner rather than later, get both parties to the table to negotiate in good faith on some of these other issues and a balanced budget. And that's another point. Is we hear from the Speaker, we hear from the Democrats that they don't want to link what they call non-budget issues to the budget. Then let's just talk about a balanced budget. I mean, the only full budget that has passed the General Assembly since last year's session started was one that was $4 billion in the red. At the very least, we have to start with a balanced budget.
There haven't been any other budget proposals which anybody else,
offered
the Republicans
up in the General
or the governor, that were balanced, have there?
No, because we want to sit down and have substantive talks about what that involves, whether that's just spending cuts, whether that's a combination of taxes and spending cuts, whatever it might be. But it makes sense to me that we include as part of those negotiations something that we know will increase employment and increase tax revenues down the road.
Is there real talk about this, you know, among rank-and-file lawmakers, especially across party lines? Are people talking about this thing, and what happens with that?
I had two conversations with two of my Senate Democrat colleagues just yesterday on these issues. And, I mean, they just weren't, hey, you guys need to do something, and you guys need to do something. We had substantive conversations. The question, though, is the ability to put something together that can get a majority in the House and the Senate and be signed by the governor.
Dale Ryder is a Republican state senator from Mattoon, serving Illinois' 55th Senate district. He spoke about the state's budget impasse. You can hear a longer version of this interview online at willnews.org.